sung by Petra Lang. And on Night Waves, later on tomorrow night, Matthew Sweet meets the cultural chameleon Barry Humphries and looks back over to his 50-year-long career as comedian, actor and satirist, Dame Edna Everidge et al. Night Waves tomorrow night at 9:15. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio, 11:15, Late Junction now, and Fiona Talkington.
Century song from Donegal, Abhoira Vrinyal. It was a song written by a man trying to win back his true love and featured here on an album by John McSherry, Donal O'Connor and Bob Brosman with the singer Stephanie Macon. They'll be touring next month, by the way, starting off in Belfast on the 20th of October. They're visiting Armagh, Bangor, Castle Wellen, Bray, Omagh and they've got a London date as well at Café Otto on the 26th. So welcome to another week of Late Junction. Next stop, the South Pacific. Imagine night falling over a forest in Melanesia in the South Pacific. Two flautists joined by an inquisitive bird and a gathering chorus of crickets. Recorded in 1985 by David Fanshawe, who died earlier on this summer, leaving an extraordinary legacy of recordings from around the world, some of which I'll play this week here on Late Junction. Rather closer to home, Ian Chambers has composed music entirely from bicycle bells he recorded on the towpath of the Regent's Canal in East London.
Thank you. stampaino voiman arjen tylsyyden kestän eilisen huomisen.
First of all, Ian Chambers, inspired by bicycle bells on the towpath of the Regent's Canal in London. And then the voice of Islaya, Finnish musician Merja Kokkonen, from her fourth album, a song called Jovelo, or Nightlight. It's dark, turn on the nightlight. I feel the earth spin around its orbit. Turn on the nightlight, switch off the TV. I couldn't agree more. Mashanai is the nickname of Ahmed Rashid from Afghanistan, who plays the sarinda, a bowed instrument from the Logar region, southeast from Kabul. He's called Mashanai, apparently, because he's so good at picking up new tunes, just like a machine. And these are some of the melodies from his region.
Thank you.
tunes from the Logar region of Afghanistan played there on the Sarinda by Mashinai. The Asian Music Circuit, by the way, is just launching its Festival of Music from Afghanistan, touring music from Herat, starting on Saturday at the Sage Gateshead and going on to St Ives, Bristol, Edinburgh and the Tricycle in Kilburn, North London. And next Wednesday at the Asian Music Centre in West London, the Afghanistan music expert John Bailey will be giving a lecture. And on the 27th, he'll be performing alongside Veronica Doubleday, Ustad Arif Mahmoud Chishti and Jan Hendricks in a programme called Roses and Nightingales. And that includes performing with a recording of Nightingale's song. That's going to be in the Elgar Room of the Royal Albert Hall. And you can find full details on the Asian Music Circuit website. Arvo Pärt celebrated his 75th birthday on September the 11th. You might have heard some of his music at the proms this summer, particularly his Fourth Symphony. The CD recording of the symphony includes fragments of his Canon Pokajanen, a piece which Pärt wrote in 1997 for the 750th anniversary of Cologne Cathedral. Though with its text based on an Orthodox hymn of repentance, it's got a very intimate feel as well. Performing these fragments here are the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, conducted by Tonu Kaljuste.
Thank you.
Tonu Kaluste conducting the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir there in fragments of Arvo Pärt's Canon Pokajanen, setting words from the Orthodox Hymn of Repentance. And those fragments are featured on the recent recording of Pärt's Symphony No. 4, which you might have caught at the Proms last month. Now, a traditional song, a sun prayer, performed by Sinikka Langalan.
Thank you.
Santur player Javed Afsari Rad, and a piece he's called Axis of Love, based on a text by Sadi Shirazi, a 12th century Persian poet, and dedicated to the people of Afghanistan. And I saw Javed perform in a tiny, tiny wooden chapel in Molda earlier on this summer. I was sitting right in the front row within touching distance of the Santur, an incredibly moving experience. Just before that, Sinica Langeland's version of the traditional Norwegian tune Luva, Luva, Lina. I mentioned before as well that the Asian Music Circuit has a festival coming up celebrating music from Afghanistan. Full details on their website. This year marks 25 years since the death of the poet Philip Larkin. Not only a poet, but a great lover of jazz and a regular writer about music and jazz critic for the Daily Telegraph for 10 years. The playing of Sidney Bechet inspired him to write the words, "The Marvellous Blue Horizon," six choruses of slow blues in which Bechet climbs without hurry or interruption, his clarinet tone at first thick and throbbing, then soaring like Melba in an extraordinary blend of lyricism and power. First of all, though, the voice of Larkin himself.
What are days for? Days are where we live. They come, they wake us time and time over. They are to be happy in. Where can we live but days? Ah, solving that question brings the priest and the doctor in their long coats running over the fields.
Thank you.
The lush tones of Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans Feet Warmers and Blue Horizon, recorded in 1944. That's from a 4-CD box set of music inspired by the jazz writings of Philip Larkin. And that was Larkin, first of all, there, reading his poem Days. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. A song now by Heidi Talbot, The Ballad of Willie Taylor.
Willie Taylor was a brisk young sailor, he who courted a lady fair. Bells are ringing, sailor and singing, as to church they did repair. 30 couples were at their wedding, all were dressed in rich array. But instead of William being married, he was pressed and sent away. She dressed herself in man's apparel she put on, and she's gone to find her true love William, for to find him she is gone. Then the captain stepped up to her, asking her, what's brought you here? Oh, I have come to seek my true love, so dear. Well, if you've come to seek your true love, tell me what his name may be. Oh, his name, it's William Taylor, from the Irish ranks came he. You rise early tomorrow morning, you rise up at break of day, there you'll see
thank you.
fabulous accordion playing from Teodoro Ancelotti, music by Johann Jakob Froberger, who, when he died in 1667, left instructions with his patron, the Duchess of Württemberg, not to give his music to others, as they wouldn't know what to do with the tunes and would just spoil them. Heidi Talbot just before, and the Ballad of Willie Taylor. Sean Taylor's come up with a version of the traditional song She Moved Through the Fair, which gives it a very contemporary feel, without, I think, losing sight of the original. Joining Sean are Trevor Hutchinson on bass, Dave Hingerty on percussion, Michael Buckley on sax, and Justin Carroll on Hammond organ.
My young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slay you for your lack of kind. And she stepped away from me, and this she did say, it'll not be long, love, till our wedding day. And she stepped away from me, and she moved through the fair, and finally I watched her move here and move there. And then she turned homeward with one star away, like a swan in the evening moves over the lake. People were saying no two air were wet, but one had a sorrow that never was said. And I smiled as she passed with her goods and her gear, and that was the last that I saw. Last night she came to me, my dead love came in. So softly she came that her feet made no dent. And she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, it'll not be long.
veteran Swedish band Den Fula with a couple of Norwegian tunes there, following Sean Taylor's version of the traditional Irish song She Moved Through the Fair. You'll be forgiven for thinking this next piece is Swedish too, as it starts off like a traditional Swedish cattle call, but actually it's from China, a piece for seven female voices and two violins performed by students from the Shanghai Music Conservatory.
May do
Sweden meets Shanghai, possibly. Students from the Shanghai Music Conservatory there with a piece by Qin Yi called Panga. And you can find details of all the music I'm playing here on Lake Junction on our playlist, and you'll find that on the Radio 3 website. Earlier on tonight, I played you part of Arvo Pärt's Canon Pokajanen. Arvo Pärt was 75 on the 11th of September, an excuse to play some more of his music. Though this time, it's a reworking by Swedish composers Staffan Mossenmark and Jesper Norda of his piece Fratres. Mats Bergström plays guitar, Joachim Svenhaden on violin, and Anders Jormin on bass.
Thank you.
Inspired by Arvo Pärt, that was a piece called Notes on Fratres by Stefan Mossenmark and Jesper Norda, and played there by Mats Bergström on guitar, Joachim Svenhaden on violin, and bassist Anders Jormin. The Dutch sax player Willem Brucker died earlier on this summer. He was born in Amsterdam in 1944, and he grew up hearing the sounds of the city's bells, brass bands, barrel organs, and radio programmes. But he always said his main inspiration was Dutch popular music, jazz, and Schoenberg. This is a piece of his called Annabelle, played by the Willem Brucker Collective. Thank you. love that. It's like swaying on board some gloom-laden ship. A piece called Long Division with Remainders by Leyland Kirby. And before that, remembering Willem Brekker, who died in July. His collective featuring Rob Verdurman on drums in a piece called Annabelle. We like frogs here on Late Junction, so I couldn't resist a piece combining frogs and piano. Andrew Hugel's the composer of Catalogue de Grenouilles. Till tomorrow, good night. Thank you. BBC Radio 3. Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night. This morning's concert comes from the studios of Slovak Radio. It's an organ recital given by Peter Čech, a graduate of the Prague Conservatory and holder of many international prizes. He's not only a soloist, he's also one half of a duo with his sister Elena, who plays the violin. To begin, he's playing a concert fantasy by Josef Klitschke, who died in 1937 and wrote several large works for organ in a late romantic style. While Dvořák was in America, Klitschke stood in for him at the Prague Conservatory. This concert fantasy is based on themes from Vyšehrad by Smetana.
Thank you.
That was Josef Klitschka's concert fantasy on themes from Smetana's Vyšehrad. The organist was Peter Čech. He's playing a sonata next by Otto Albert Tichy, who was born in southern Moravia in 1890 and whose musical skills were grounded on the teaching of his father, the village schoolmaster and organist. So he had a traditional upbringing, as Dvořák did, playing various instruments and accompanying the singing in church. Later, Tichy spent some time in Paris studying with Vincent Dandy. He was choirmaster at Notre Dame for a time and eventually went back to Prague.
Thank you.